This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A lot of people are making a huge mistake on data backups. They think that this kind of device, a hard drive, is a safe way to back up their data. What they don't realize is that this is magnetic media, which means it will be wiped out in an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, of sufficient power to not just fry the circuit boards on the hard drive, but to even alter the magnetic patterns that represent their data. Now, this kind of device, which is a Sony optical disc, it's basically a stacked cartridge of Blu-ray discs, this is completely immune to EMP events. In other words, an electromagnetic pulse does not wipe out optical media. So most people are using magnetic media for their data storage, and as a result, they're going to lose everything, because a nuclear event or even a solar flare can result in a powerful enough EMP wave that it can wipe out magnetic media everywhere. So whether you're using hard drives or tape drives or other forms of magnetic media, it can all be wiped out instantly by a solar event, you know, solar weather, right? The sun just sends out a giant burst of solar energy and it radiates a massive electromagnetic pulse down through the atmosphere and fries all electronics that have small enough circuit sizes to be susceptible to that. It can also fry your magnetic media. Or let's say North Korea manages to put one of their nukes on top of an ICBM, and they send that missile across the Pacific and into, let's say, Seattle, which is probably within their reach very soon. They can do a high-altitude nuclear detonation over Seattle, and it will fry most of the electronics and most of the magnetic media throughout the Pacific Northwest. And if they could reach, you know, further into the continent, they would do that as well. So people who are not informed about technology or physics, they're storing all of their photos and all of their family pictures and their wedding photos and all their baby videos and everything on magnetic media, and it's going to be gone, just completely wiped out. What a lot of people also don't know is that magnetic media loses its magnetism on a bit-by-bit basis over time. So every year that this kind of hard drive sits around, it will lose at least 1% of the bits of data. And magnetic media has to be refreshed from time to time. It has to be, in other words, remagnetized or rewritten. On a RAID system, this is called a scrubbing operation. If you have a RAID 5 system of hard drives for redundant data storage, you'll notice that every professional RAID system has a data scrubbing operation. What that's doing is it's remagnetizing the magnetic media so that you have it, you know, because otherwise magnetized bits on platters of hard drives, they literally fade away over time. Optical media, on the other hand, doesn't lose its magnetism because there is no magnetism. Optical media stores bits of data by burning them into plastic platters, where you have basically a burned section and then a non-burned section. And the burned one is a one and the non-burned is a zero. And you line all these up and you get the binary storage of all your data. Well, you can play with magnets around an optical cartridge and you're not going to change any of your data. It's not going to happen. That's why these can sit on the shelf for over 50 years. Whereas your hard drive, basically in 5 to 10 years, if you don't refresh it, it's toast. You're going to have to do data recovery at that point and fill in the missing pieces of your photos and your audio files and your video files. Optical media is the media for real long-term legitimate storage. This is of great importance to preppers because you may have financial data, you may have personal photos, you may have audio files, you could have PDFs or how-to manuals or even manuals for, I don't know, firearms repair. And in a nuclear attack kind of scenario, a lot of magnetic media is going to get wiped out. So you could lose all that data. Whereas if you had optical media, you'd be able to recover it as soon as you get a new computer to read it again. And optical media can just include, you know, CD-ROMs or Blu-ray discs or cartridges like the one I've shown you from Sony. The disadvantages of optical media are, sadly, quite substantial. They're very slow to access. The random access time for reading and writing is relatively slow. Also, they're very expensive in terms of the storage capacity. So the dollars that you spend per terabyte that you can store on them is maybe 10 times higher than a magnetic hard drive. But this gets down to the question of how valuable is your data really? If you're going to back it up, if it's worth something to you, then, you know, is it worth storing it essentially for a lifetime instead of throwing it to magnetic media like a hard drive and then just watching it vanish over time? What's really shocking to me is that most people have no clue that they're already making this decision, and they've opted for the magnetic media that they think is permanent, but it isn't. So they have a hard drive of all their photos and all their documents and all their finances, and they think they're doing a backup, and they think that's going to be good. Like, they can put it in a safe and they can go get it 10 years later or 20 years later. That's not true. It'll be gone just because of the laws of physics. Whereas if you stored all of that to optical media, it'll still be there. So that's the advantage. If it's worth backing up, it's worth probably optical media. Now, with all that said, I want to bring your attention to the realization of what happens when we have an EMP kind of effect, a solar flare or a nuclear detonation or some kind of act of war waged against us, and we have a substantial EMP phenomenon that takes place in North America. Do you think that your bank is using optical media, or is your bank using magnetic media? The answer is your bank is probably using magnetic media. Your local government is using magnetic media. They've got tape backups, if they have backups at all. Your bank is probably using tape backup systems, tape archiving, or a combination of hard drives for online storage and tape for offline storage. Very few institutions, whether universities or banks or corporations, have invested properly in optical storage media. And so they're all vulnerable to being instantly wiped out by a nuclear war kind of event or even a solar flare type of event. I suppose at one level it may not even matter, because if we have that powerful of an EMP event, then it's going to collapse much of modern society anyway. I mean, if the power grid goes down, you know, you're not going to be worried so much about your hard drive. You're going to be trying to find food, you know, unless you stored some. So maybe, you know, I can see people arguing, well, what's the big deal? You know, if an EMP comes along and crashes society and the power grid goes down, you know, who cares about the banking system? But I say that there can also be events which are partial crashes that take down a lot of the infrastructure, but not enough to collapse to a Mad Max level. So there's a recovery and society gets going again, and you're going to wish you had your data when that happens. And optical is the only way to do that. If you're a bank, you're going to wish you had all your customer data backed up to optical. If you're a corporation, you're going to wish you had all your code, you know, all your R&D projects, everything backed up, email even. If you're an individual, you're going to wish you had your records, maybe tax records, maybe personal things, personal photos, and so on. If you're not using optical media, then you're not really engaged in data backup. You're only engaged in the illusion of backing up your data. And finally, optical media is also very resilient to water and flooding. So you can take this cartridge and literally wash it with soap and water in a sink, okay, and dry it out, and you can still get all your data. You can still use it, read and write, all that. A hard drive, you typically wouldn't want to throw this in a sink and scrub it with soap and water. Might not survive that. Optical media can survive floods and even mud. They can be caked with mud and dirt. And all you got to do is clean it up, you know, rinse it out with a hose and some clean water, some distilled water. Or even if you have to, you know, scrub off the mud with a soft brush toothbrush, you're still going to have your data. You wouldn't do that with a hard drive. It would probably be gone. Now, both of these media are, of course, vulnerable to fire. Plastic melts, right? Just as your hard drive can melt, your optical media can also melt. So fire protection is important no matter which way you go. I'll just leave you with this final thought. I wonder, in a federal government like we have in the United States, which is a bloated, oversized bureaucracy, how many departments have optical data storage and could even survive an EMP type of event? I think that an EMP event could literally crash the government, even reboot society at many levels. And because so much of our society is run by data and it's run electronically and it's transactional based. So if you have an event or an attack that eliminates much of the data or much of the transaction records, like think about Wall Street. What happens when Wall Street suffers a major attack and loses its data for, let's say, even just 30 days? You know, is Wall Street backed up to optical media every single day? Maybe. Depends on the exchange, I guess. But there are probably a lot of trades that aren't backed up. So what do you do if all that's lost? Basically, the market collapses and you have no way to restart it without causing, you know, trillions of dollars potentially in losses or unearned gains to certain trading partners. So if you look at the system and you look at the vulnerabilities of our electronic system, it's not difficult to see that things could crash quite suddenly, literally in an instant. And much of what we rely on today may not be recoverable at all, including your banking records, including your social security records, including your investment account with whatever firm on Wall Street. They lose your records, you lose your money because your money only existed as a record. And this is ultimately an argument for gold and silver, believe it or not, and physical preparedness. If you don't own a piece of land and have a well with water access, if you don't own some gold and silver and a firearm and some ammo and some stored food, you're not really living in the real world. You're living in the artificial world of fake money and digital currency and transactional integrity. And that world can be destroyed literally in an instant. And it's because of things like this, magnetic media. It doesn't last, doesn't work. Gold is impervious to EMP, just so you know. And so is silver, and so is land, and so is a John Deere tractor. So if you want to, you know, an older one, built in the 70s, those are the kind that I like. If you want to survive a nuclear EMP strike or a solar flare, invest in things that don't break when there's an electromagnetic pulse. That includes an AR-15 and a Glock 26 or a Glock 19 or a hollow point ammo. They're fine. They work just fine. No batteries required on those guys. They'll continue to do the job even after an EMP wave strikes everything else and tears down society. So that's something to keep in mind. And no, I'm not paid by Sony to promote their cartridges here. This is just what I use because it's the best thing out there. It's the highest capacity. It's the best technology at the moment in optical. It's the best thing going right now. If you want to really protect your data, you need to know this information. That's the only reason I'm sharing it with you. I mean, I'm a prepper, right? But I'm also informed about technology and physics and science. And so I'm just passing this along to people, hoping that when it all hits the fan, that you don't lose everything that's digitally important to you. So you better get onto optical or you're going to really regret it one day.
Support Our Films for Humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.